Hey guys, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk about having one of those days. You know, those days where things don't go to plan, you just feel like crap is probably the word I would use, and you just kind of feel like you have to get through the day. But there are also days where you feel really in your body, and you know, I'm feeling that way today, and I wanted to share those thoughts, those feelings, you know, the way I'm thinking about it, the way I'm resolving it, because I know many of us go through these exact same challenges. So let's dive into today's episode. Okay, so let's dive into this episode. You'll probably notice by my tone, I'm probably a lot calmer and more down to earth. I find when I'm having these type of just get through the day is probably the episode title and kind of the day, right? Is I end up becoming much more internal, much more aware of my presence. I become much more about the moment than into the future. And if you're like me, standardly, my dyslexic, neurodiverse ADHD brain is always running off down a track. It's always thinking, what's next? How can I be better? What can I change? Even when I don't have anything I need to change, I'm just looking for that next level of stimulation. But I go through these moments where things, I just have a lull day. And what ends up happening is I become very in the moment. And it becomes very much about surviving the day. And I know that sounds a bit dramatic. I need some music. But like it's like I'm just trying to get through every minute and balance what I have on my plate today so that the day doesn't completely fall over. Because if you're like me, it's really hard to completely stop, even if you're feeling off. Sometimes I do it, but not as rarely as I probably should. But especially when you're working, you've kind of still got to achieve a couple of things. I'm just having one of those days where I'm really in the moment. I ended up eating something that didn't agree with me last night. And it was one of those days where you wake up throughout the night three or four times. And it just, the whole thing turned to a mess. I just wasn't able to get much sleep. So I'm just going through this at the moment. I've just gotten off my beanbag on the ground. I've got a beanbag and a nice pillow which I meditate on, and I've literally just watched half an episode on Netflix of something, and it's just to give you an idea, it's 10 a.m. in the morning on a work day, and I was just like, I just need a mental break. I've done one meeting this morning, which was a short one, which I'm not sure how productive it was, with a team member, and then I've got about three other meetings today, which is so exciting, right? I've got three more meetings to survive, and a couple of them are with potential new clients, so that's always exciting. Sometimes I do find when you have these days where you're tired and you become epically present, you know, because I find it really hard to create this present feeling for a whole day, any day. It only happens on these kind of problem days, really, or if I'm in a super flow zone, like I'm playing a football tournament. It's either football tournament, flow zone, or feeling completely terrible zone. There's not much in between, right? For me, at least. And so, you know, I'm kind of in that zone of just going, I need to get through what I have to. And then I actually become very, I'm not sure about you when this happens in your life, but I become very kind to myself. I'm like, hey, you're in this kind of chaos day. It won't last forever. You know, I've learned that. I've survived many of these over the years. But I've become very kind to myself. I'm like, hey, it's okay. And it's kind of like a part of me enjoys them. It kind of breaks up those more middle days. And it kind of creates a bit of chaos in my life for a day where I have to kind of clamber on to... Yeah, I don't want to make it sound too dramatic. Like, it's not like I'm just in a weird zone. Your energy changes and you're like, I can't kind of control where my mind is going. And it's It's like I wasn't sure if I'd even do this podcast. I had to get up off of the beanbag to do it. But I was like, I want to share this feeling, this experience, because if you felt like this, sometimes you can feel really wrong. And there were years gone by where if I felt like this, I was like, what's wrong with me? I just need more caffeine or something to keep going, some more energy. And that is never the right option. You know, that's never, ever the right option. Like I now go, hey, I can recognize these days where my energy's low. I'm in a kind of a survival state. I kind of think of it, if you've ever had a PC, it's kind of like safe mode. When things are broken on the PC, you can go into a safe mode and try and fix it. It's kind of what I feel like. And I'm like, okay, to do this, I'm going to eat some healthy food. I'm going to have an early night. I'm going to drink a lot of water, get my hydration up. And in the meantime, I'm going to go into safe mode. I'm going to do just enough to survive the day, but not too much that I you know, blow my mind out. You know, and I think about too many things or try and do more than I have to. The world will continue tomorrow. I also find what's really interesting in these days, and something I wanted to mention, is in the right meeting with the right purpose, I am actually really good. I become more of a listener than a talker. I hear people better. I'm more present. It's like my brain runs out of the executive function ability to run and do two different narratives. I can't just sit there and, you know, some days I'm looking at three things at once. I only really have one track, so I have to talk to this one person and be present about it. I can't do 12 things. Does that make sense? And I think it's really vital that, you know, these conversations are had, not just on, you know, how do you fix dyslexic stuff and how do you do stuff, but how can you actually ride out the harder days where you do feel a bit blah? You know, and going back to the podcast I released the other day on dyslexic, you know, designing your dyslexic life, I'm very blessed that I've designed a life where I can have these days. And, you know, I can't be happier that I can work from home and I can actually have a bit of beanbag time when I need it. It's important to have that, because otherwise, you know, you just keep driving and pushing yourself to burnout. You know, and like I look at this and some people would say, are you just burnt out? And I'd say, no, it's not burnout at all that's really caused this. You know, it's a mixture of winter cold, a bit of potential food poisoning from last night, and just a general tiredness, I guess, at the moment. It's just that time in New Zealand, it's the middle of winter, it's the opposite to everyone else. We're going through the cold months, you know, when you're in the heart of those winter days, and it's dark and rainy, and your energy is down. You know, I find myself in these months hibernating more and more. You know, in summer I'll go out a lot, which could be your experience at the moment. And in winter, you know, lock me away and I will just recover. But that's what I wanted to share today, guys. It's not a long podcast. I just wanted to get across that these days happen to everyone. Whether you've become aware of your dyslexia and neurodiversity or not, the benefit is as you learn more about yourself and you start to go, hey, these are just days that happen, and you start to be able to track them against previous ones, you're actually able to give yourself a bit of a break and say, this too shall pass. Just ride it out. You know what to do to ride it out. You know, drink your water, get hydrated, take naps, you know, zone out on some TV, take some wherever possible. You know, I know everyone's situation is different and we all have responsibilities, but it is important to find what your time is. I was chatting to someone the other day, and the way they deal with this type of thing is they get in the bath, they have a glass of wine, and read a book or listen to the radio. You know, radio not in the bath, just a bit further away, of course. But, you know, that's what they do. That's their kind of zone. Even though they've got kids running around, they've got an agreement to make that hour or two that allows them to recharge a bit. So these things are important. So that's what I want to share, guys. Hope you're having an epic rest of your day. I'm looking forward to a good interview or two I've got coming up in the next month. And I'll be back on Thursday my time.